Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and I got a question. Are you ready for some degeneracy? Because once again, this is not Grimm's Hentai Corner, this is more Grimm's Visual Novel Corner. This has very low hentai, it's more story, as you can see. And we're almost to the end, so let's go ahead and get to it. At least we managed to get inside this time. As for our target's location, they'd usually be in places that they were connected to in some way. I couldn't imagine what would be to Hide, though. I met him a bunch of times here when I was still a kid. I looked around to see a kid sitting on the ground. That's... a child? Let's go and see. Huh? Is that me? He looked a lot like how I looked in my old pictures, but seeing a young version of myself made my mind paint a blank. That's correct. That boy definitely looks like you. A childhood friend's words carried quite a bit of weight when it came to things like this. I suppose it made sense for me to appear in Hide's dream. What confused me was the child's pose, though. I couldn't remember ever sitting like that on the ground hugging my knees. Not to mention he was hiding his face with both of his hands and sobbing. It was true that I was quite devastated after my parents' death, but I never cried in a public place. This is just like back then, eh? Remember the house in the orchards? The person that attacked you and Mifu in the closet? He looked just like this, sitting on the bed. She explained it back then, but I wanted to see it with my own eyes. And he was crying or laughing or whatever he does with those weird voices. Why was I mimicking him in here, though? This was inside of a dream. It must have had some sort of meaning to him, but... It's kind of bothering me. Okay. The two watched the child as Madoka spoke to me. Hey! Arisaka gently patted the child's shoulder. He looked up. We froze, looking at the child's face, or rather what was in place of it. He lowered his head again, without a word. What was that? We should probably be extra careful in here. I mean, we're in the Joker's dream. He's definitely the worst of what we faced so far. Yes. We left the child alone. I think I never told you about this before, but... The Joker has been sending us videos for over 3 years, which means that he's been possessed for at least that long. Not even Grandpa knows of a case that held out for so long. Held out? Being possessed by a Bodok means certain ruin, for their souls to be devoured. Moriyasu was a good example of that. He moved somehow, but there were just scraps left of his soul, right? Yeah. In that sense, Hide was acting quite normal over the time. Too normal, in fact. His mind must be tough like a diamond. We should be prepared for anything. But his body has changed. I wonder if it's similar to what happened to Moriyasu in the end. Moriyasu was a weird case, but Joker was even weirder. We moved to the station. He lived in a detective agency by the station. That's about the only place I can think of. But we only found the chief there. He was reading a newspaper with his legs on the desk. The paper covered his face. I wonder if he's like that child too. I'm not good with that kind of horror stuff. Me neither, and I'd appreciate if you didn't look at me like that. I'm too scared. I'm just as scared, okay? I'll check it. I approached the desk and they followed a step or two behind me. Chief!
Oh.
Yeah. The chief tossed the newspaper aside. Did this again? I've never been in a dream as weird as this before. I knew the Joker's mind was pretty messed up, but this is something else. You think this could be something he did in the real world? My bad. No, I don't think so. The chief was one of the few people Hidei generally seemed to appreciate. I accidentally let it slip once. The severed head opened its mouth, bubbles of blood forming at the corners of its lips. Hidei looks a bit like my dead son. Eh? He looks like him. Saying nothing else, the chief hit his face with a newspaper again. He didn't react no matter how many times we called him. It's probably because we were in a dream, but people definitely didn't react here like they did in the real world. I wonder where it could be. Can't you find him, Mahoro? No. I have no idea. This is the first time this has happened to me. You really can't think of any other place? Well. What's this? The apartment Tsukuda used to live in. You lived here? Tsukuda and Hidei had history. I think he's about the only person besides me and the chief that knew Hidei for a prolonged period of time. And possibly, my sister. I have no idea where she could be myself, though. Anyway, let's check it out. I walked ahead of the two, but as soon as I opened the door, I raised my hand for them to stop. You two should wait outside. Is there something grotesque inside again? Yes, quite. I think I can hear someone breathing heavily from in there. I wouldn't recommend looking. Alright, we'll wait outside. Okay. I stepped into the room after the two left. Tsukuda was beating his meat in front of a TV screen. I looked around the apartment to see it in the same state I saw it last. The place was so small and messy that I didn't know where to step, so it was hard to imagine someone else hiding in here. I had no business in here without Hidei. I tried leaving the room. Even straight fucks would get hard, regardless of their will, if you stuck it in their ass, but he was flaccid throughout. You know what that is? I turned around to see Tsukuda had completely changed. Blood covered him from head to toe, wounds standing out all over his body. What the? I was startled when I saw it the first time too. I almost fainted, almost puked. Right, Hidei mentioned something about torturing him. That was probably how he looked then. One thing I regret is that I never got the chance to be fucked by him instead. What are you talking about? His mother was completely mad. I suppose the guy that figured it was a good idea to stick his dick in crazy was hardly any better, though. The bitch killed her own husband. And then killed herself too, leaving only him behind. I've been thinking, especially considering his dick, and figured that his mother probably wanted a daughter. Huh? Why are you telling me this? Tsukuda, look at me. No thanks, I'm too busy rubbing one out. You want to look at my face? The guy's really behind help. An absolute madman. He stapled my eyelids. What's wrong? You look really pale. I silently shook my head. I didn't learn anything. Are you saying we've got no choice but to go back? I nodded. I felt like it wouldn't be able to bear being in this dream for much longer. I never asked much about his past or personal life since we met in Sekiro Nomori Park. I knew his parents had passed away, and that he used to be in an orphanage, but that was all. I never tried prying into any of that, just what happened in his life. I didn't want you to feel sorry for me. I couldn't feel sorry for him at this point, but I felt like I needed to know what happened at least. This is strange. Did we take a wrong turn somewhere? There was no way we could get lost in a town we spent all our lives in, but I too had absolutely no idea where we were. Mahoro, can you tell us where we are right now? The answer reached us after a short pause. There was confusion in Mahoro's tone. No, I don't know. I can't trace you at all. That never happened before either. I don't have a good feeling about this. The end of the road looked as though it had been swallowed by darkness. At least I thought it was just darkness. But now I strained my eyes, I started wondering if there was nothing beyond there to begin with. There were no buildings, no nothing. Let's go and see anyway. It's not like anything will come out of standing in one place. The two nodded with unsettled expressions. The darkness surrounded us from all angles. I couldn't even see my own hands. I doubt I could see even if someone clasped my nose. My uncle once told me about this phenomenon called whiteout in areas with heavy snowfall. What's that? The two held onto my belt. We'd have ended up separated right away if we didn't do that. It's when heavy snow and clouds block your vision so completely that you can't see anything but white around you anymore. I saw a picture once, and it was so bad you couldn't even tell where the border was. This is even worse. Just where were we going? We might have been moving our legs, but I wasn't sure if we were even advancing anymore. Was this Hide's inner world? This empty space of nothingness? Wait, huh? I can see something shining in the distance. It was faint, but it looked like a beacon in this darkness. A child again, but this one doesn't look like Fukugami. Yeah. I wonder why he's dressed like that. Just looking at him sent a chill through my body. The impression was made even worse by how malnourished he looked. This is the same. This is how he looked in that house in the orchard. It sounded like crying and laughter at the same time. It continued endlessly despite constant intermissions. Just what happened? Just what happened to him? I received no answer. Only the weird grunts, but neither laughter nor crying completely filled the space. In the end, we ran out of time and woke up naturally. We couldn't even find him in the dream. Or perhaps he was that child, which made it a bit difficult to hurt him. And there's nothing we could do about the Bodok without being able to enter the core. It wasn't looking good. As I thought that, my lips naturally... I raised myself up as I finally felt the others start waking up. Miss Serena! You were here! Miss Serena stood leaning against the wall with her arms crossed. I didn't notice her at all until I looked directly at her. Yes, Mom and Dad let me inside without as much of a struggle. A struggle? This is your home, sis. Miss Serena ignored that and addressed the main point straight away. How did it go? I came to confirm that. You were in Hidenori's dream just now, weren't you? Sis, did you know Kamijo or Yatsuka, if that's what he called himself? That doesn't matter now, does it? No, it does. I'm your sister. I have a right to know. Yes. I knew him. I'll withhold the details, but we used to date. I see. So the person you said died in a fire. That was him. I lied about him dying. Why did you do that? I think I just came up with that on the spot. Because I wanted him to die. I just said my wish out loud and turned into a lie for you. I just said my wish out loud and it turned into a lie for you. You wanted him to die, but I thought you loved each other. That ended with the fire. Miss Serena took off her sunglasses. I sacrificed my face to save him, yet he disappeared right after. Yes, it's just a silly grudge, but what of it? I wanted to kill him if I ever got the chance. So how did it go? Answer me. Kirito silently shook her head. I see. The corners of Miss Serena's lips curled up. I knew how she felt. Wait! What is it? Please stop this. What you're doing is a crime. Miss Serena faced us again. Yes, it would be indeed if I was doing this to regular people. It's not like law can differentiate between...
そこの彼から聞かなかった? 秀則。
I don't care about that.
Joker と言った方がいいか。
Didn't that boy over there tell you about Hidenori, or rather, the Joker?
あれはもう人間ではない。かけ根なしの化け物よ。
He's no longer human. If there were such things as monsters, that'd be him.
だから始末するしかないの。あんたはあんたのやり方でやりなさい。
As such, we've got no choice but to exterminate him. You do it your way, and I'll do it mine. Miss Serena turned on her heel again. Kirito didn't try to stop her. Obviously, Tsukuda didn't show up at school. The news report still talked about signs of a struggle, but there was no way for the authorities to find his body. He was a fairly popular teacher, so a lot of students were still confused about this turn of events. But that too would wane and disappear before long. Just like it was with Tono and Aizawa. I couldn't help but feel the murders caused by the Bodoks were even more cruel than regular ones. They forced everything to end in an uncertain and vague kind of way. The Joker had killed at least a hundred of people. I don't like that. At least 100 people, if those videos were anything to go by. All of them had been swallowed by the dark without even being acknowledged as crimes. And it was all happening in the town I was born and raised in. Sakura Nomori hid countless wounds and immeasurable pain behind its peaceful facade. Is everyone fine with doing it again today? Yes. Of course. I nodded, though I wasn't feeling too optimistic inside. Or maybe I didn't want for us to succeed. This is a competition to see who is faster, us or my sister. I've really had enough of her committing crimes. I don't think she cares. I dropped by Garota's detective agency after school. Come in. Ah, I knew it was you. He was certainly more excited during my previous visit. What do you mean you knew? No customer would ever think of entering a rundown detective agency like this. You're about the only one that comes here. What about Hide? He might come back. No. He won't. Did he tell you something? No, I just have a feeling. Oh. It didn't seem like he was angry, but the chief gave me a scrutinizing glare. Do you think he'll come back? He kept meaninglessly wandering all the time, but this is the first time he's been gone for longer than 24 hours, but that's not even the main thing. The chief looked around the room. I said it the other day, but there are no traces of him ever being here. He used my stuff all the time, as insolent as that was. It's like, just by disappearing, he made me wonder if he really ever was here. It's most peculiar. I didn't say it the other day, but I don't think Hide will be coming back either. I see. The chief gave me a silent nod. He committed a crime. A crime? Well, I'm not too surprised. What did he do? He killed someone. Is that true? I nodded. I can't even believe it. I thought I was a good judge of character, but I didn't even suspect him. Me too, it was my friend, and yet I didn't notice anything. Anyway, as I said, he won't be coming back here. I thought I should tell you. Yeah, thanks. The chief nodded with a distant look in his eyes. I had finished my business here, but I felt like asking one more thing before leaving. Chief, do you know what happened to Hide's parents?
Yeah.
No, I just know they passed away when he was still a kid. I see. So Garota's detective agency is in this rundown building? I knew Hidenori was using it as his hideout. Miss Serena said that without greeting me or anything. I followed you up to the stairs. You didn't seem to notice me, though. Maybe it was because she was a master with a sword, but she really hid her presence well. It's not like a mere student like you could have business with a detective agency. She continued without waiting for my response. I had this thought when I met you in this area. That you and Hidenori are connected in some way. Isn't that true? We are. I nodded, and Miss Serena smiled for the first time. I knew it. That smile was completely different from the pleasant thing her little sister showed from time to time. It rather felt ominous and unsettling. Noticing my gaze, she addressed me again. You're wondering about my scars? No, that's not it. You don't need to hide it. I shook my head. I still wasn't entirely certain of her personality, but I decided to be honest. I just thought your smile was a bit scary. Scary? I don't think mine's that different from yours. What? I was watching. You were smiling when you woke up and thought everyone else was still asleep. That made me think that your battle went well, but Kiriha said the opposite. Why were you smiling even though you failed? I couldn't answer. I think. Miss Serena peered at me through her sunglasses. You and I aren't that different. That's not true. Shinji's... As such, depending on our goals, we could team up. Don't listen to her, Shinji. Ignoring Madoka, I stared back at those black glasses and nodded. Black glasses and nodded. Alright. Miss Serena's smile grew larger as she heard my answer. That expression was terrifying. Was that really how I looked too? At the moment, we have no idea where Hidenori is, and you probably won't find him in dreams either. But he didn't run away. I'm certain of that. He'll contact us sooner or later. He will? Why else do you think he was sending those videos? Right, Kirito's household had no idea what his motivation was. Why would he send evidence of his own acts? He squandered the most useful attribute of being possessed by a Bodok. But he won't contact me. He'll probably come to meet you. So I want you to call me as soon as that happens, alright? Miss Serena handed me a slip of paper. Alright. She walked away in silence. This is most useful. We can use this woman as a shield in a worst-case scenario. Oh, that would be my alarm. Alright. What the hell are you talking about? Did I say something strange? I am only concerned with my own, and so by proxy, your survival. I finally looked at my lover. She gazed at me with sad eyes, just like I'd imagined. I'm sorry, Monica, but I think this will be the last time, or Madoka, rather. If the Joker contacts you, it means you're something special to him. Yeah, I don't doubt it. Indeed, there was an odd bond between us. We were friends despite a peculiar gap in our ages. And then he killed Madoka knowing full well she was my girlfriend. We were probably inseparable at this point. Until one of us died, that is. Shinji, it's almost time. I'm coming in. He's not here. Miss Serena's suspicions were right on the mark. Hide pinpointed an abandoned construction site we've been to once before as our meeting spot. Have you brought what I asked? Miss Serena got straight to the point without any greetings again. Yes. This is pretty surprising. I didn't expect you to. She took out a pistol from her bag. Miss Serena told me she stole the gun from my house over the phone. But it wasn't loaded and bullets weren't easy to get your hands on in this country. No way a mere student could have access to them, but I happen to still have a few bullets left over from last time. And it was actually Hide who helped me get them. Talk about ironic. Be careful not to shoot your own foot. She held the revolver by its muzzle and handed it back to me. You're giving it to me? I have this. Miss Serena parted her coat slightly, alluding to her sword. I took it with somewhat mixed feelings. It was morning when she stole it. Why would she go through the trouble for a thing she didn't need? Why were you smiling even though you failed? Perhaps she was already thinking about this back then. I opened the cylinder and carefully inserted the bullets. How many do you have? 5. Just enough to fill it all up. That's all? Well, it's a question whether it'll even work on a monster like him. And so, having lost interest, Miss Serena looked at a nearby building but quickly turned back to me. You're sweating. I came on a bike. No, that's not all. I can tell you're anxious, too. That's true, I suppose. I know how you feel. I was like that too. But you quickly get used to it. And stop thinking so much about it. I wouldn't be surprised if she's possessed by a Bodok herself at this point. I'm sorry for asking something strange, but have you ever died in a dream? I know what you mean. Miss Serena turned away, didn't answer. I think you should have noticed it by now. She pointed towards a building in the darkness that looked like it was squirming. Bodoks are gathering here. Yeah. They are attracted to places where tragedy has occurred. Or where one is about to occur, they've got a pretty good nose for those things. They're like sharks that flock to the scent of blood. I wonder who's the one that'll get eaten tonight. Let's go. It wasn't like the building had changed since the last time I was here, but it felt completely different tonight. Hide stood in the center of the empty space as though he controlled the Bodoks around him. Hey, over here! He addressed me in his usual manner. The fact that he didn't change despite revealing who he was made things even more ominous. Huh? Serena. I told you not to call me by name. What did you come here for? What else? I only care about killing you. I guess someone else will end up dying. No, he didn't say that. I guess someone will end up dying, yeah. Hide looked around his surroundings with a tranquil expression. I mean, I doubt it could be anything else with this number of Bodoks around. Yeah. Shinji. Rika called out to me in a voice silent enough that only I could hear. Don't let your guard down. That man, he's changed even further. I know. I wasn't planning to take him lightly to begin with, though I couldn't see much change in his outward appearance. I can't believe you managed to survive being split in two, though. Yeah, I have no idea how it happened myself, but maybe it's like all of my cells have turned into cancer cells or something. Those grow at an abnormal rate, right? I don't know much about things like that. I normally end my hunts with a single swing, but now I know something like that won't work on you. I'm sure even your cancer cells would die if I cut you to little pieces. I don't think I can let you do that. Hide looked at me as he said that. What was he thinking? Do you still remember our promise, Shinji? You're the one who's got to kill me. That's enough talk, holy shit. The Kodachi pinned itself into his chest. That'd have been a mortal wound for anyone else, but... He pulled it out and peered at the blade. It's not even covered in blood. It seems my body isn't even human anymore. You know, Hidenori, even Miss Serena couldn't help being taken aback by the absurdity of what she was seeing. What? I can't believe you can actually act like you don't care about it. I'm happy, if anything. You really are beyond insane. Aha! I thought that's why you wanted to save me! His face reddened with indignation. Their numbers are increasing. Miss Serena readied her blade. It might be a little too late to ask, but you know how to use a gun, don't you? I do. I'll protect you, so go ahead. Understood. I'll keep an eye out as well. I took out the gun from my back pocket and aimed the way I was taught. I spread my legs, putting the right a bit back to maintain my balance. I clutched the revolver with both hands, making sure my elbow had some leeway to move. Aligned the front post of the rear sights instead of just a muzzle, I took aim at his torso, a much bigger target like an amateur should have. I cocked the hammer. Not even an amateur would miss from this distance, I definitely hit him. Are you really gonna do this, Shinji? I nodded to the sound of Madoka's voice. Do it! An ear-piercing sound of metal against metal followed the gunshot. You won't hit anything if you can't steady your hands and keep your eyes open. Don't waste your bullets. Disappointed, Miss Serena slipped into the shadows and disappeared from sight. I brushed my palm against my pants. A bunch of tentacles squirmed like whips behind Hide's back. I jumped right and left like a bad dancer. It seemed like he was playing with me. He could kill me in a flash if he felt like it. I had managed to dodge his attack, but it was so fast I couldn't even see it. Yeah. Incredible, they're as sturdy as steel cables. From the looks of it, even Serena's trusty sword might break at this. Wanna try shooting again? You should retreat. But where am I supposed to run to? That I don't know. Oh. Hide's body suddenly tilted to the side. He was missing a whole leg below his knee, which made him lose his balance. Haha, do you always carry all these things around? Yet he didn't bleed. Oh? Now his other leg got cut off, taking off about 20 centimeters off his height.
Yeah.
You're really incredible, Serena. You're more like a ninja than a swordsman. I can't believe you can actually act normal in a situation like this. I don't feel pain very well. It's probably because I kept getting punched as a child. Just what was his childhood like? Though I suppose it was too late to ponder at this point. I pointed my gun at him again. Don't miss this time. Hide uses tentacles to guard his head. Is your head your weak spot after all? I'm not sure. It could be. I didn't miss this time, but the bullet was swallowed by one of the tentacles, and after a moment it popped out, expelled from the exact same place it went in. Hide's body separated into two. Before, his body still hung together around his crotch, but now his top and bottom halves came completely apart. If you included his legs, he now consisted of four different pieces. It was a grotesque, stomach-churning sight that almost didn't look real. You proved useful this time. He left his body open when he guarded his head. I hope it's working. He wasn't bleeding. And some sort of thread-like things began extending from the cleaved-off areas. They looked like sentient Tokoroten jelly. Okay. The threads from the lower leg found others. Wow, this is becoming the thing. The threads from the lower leg found others coming from the knee area, connected with them, and pulled the body parts back together. The same was happening to the other leg already. It's probably only a matter of time before it happened to the torso, too. Are you really immortal? You freak. Yeah, I don't know what to say. His eyes peeked out from behind the tentacle that guarded his face. It glinted in the dull, dark light. I wonder if I can't even kill myself now. Maybe I'll die once I shove this blade through your throat? I don't want to be killed by you, though. One of the tentacles coiled around Miss Serena's leg. I heard the awful sound of bones being crushed. Miss Serena somehow managed to suppress a scream with sheer willpower. The cleaved-off tentacle wriggled on the ground for a moment before melting into nothingness. I didn't even know swords could cut this well. Miss Serena used her sword as a crutch and put some distance between her and Hide. Her broken leg didn't move at all. This time you've got to go too. Got it. Hey! Oh, he's gone too. Are you okay? Miss Serena didn't look at me. When I peeked at her face from beside her, she looked pale. An excessive amount of sweat covered her forehead. Miss Serena, you need to rest. You won't heal if you keep this up. I know that, but we can't give up after coming this far. We didn't even know if the Joker would let us retreat if we wanted to. I confirmed our surroundings. There was nothing blocking our way out. We shouldn't die from a fall of the second story of this building. So I wasn't sure if it was something worth trying with a broken leg. It shouldn't be too difficult for you to escape by yourself. I can do that. You're too kind for your own good. These fuckers are targeting me. There was a huge group of Bodoks on the second floor as well. They didn't have any more defined body parts than the rest, but it felt like they were staring at us. Hey! Was he already moving after suffering those otherwise lethal wounds? I looked around, but couldn't see him anywhere. Hey, I'm over here! I seem to be able to do this too. You know how you don't have to think about moving fingers? It's the same for me now. It just feels like I've got hundreds of them now. The tentacles regrew as quickly as Miss Serena cut them down. It didn't seem like that hurt him in any particular way. I couldn't control them so easily before. It looks like that man is completely fused with his Bodok, though unlike our relationship, he seems to have swallowed it like an amoeba. You're just tiring yourself out. There was no end to the tentacles, no matter how many she cleaved down. Some burst from the ground before us with unearthly strength. All these Bodoks that have gathered here. I wonder if they're the people I killed. I wonder if they're lonely. I mean, they used to be people too. Why were you killing people as the Joker? It didn't seem like he was planning to answer. It was the same with Monica. I just couldn't see his motivation. He's a madman. Enough said. Miss Serena spat the words out with a palpable malice. About what you said earlier, I definitely felt that way. Hmm? I thought I could help you, but it wasn't possible after all. Yeah, to tell the truth, I was as little interested in women as I was men. I'm no good for that kind of thing anyway. One of the tentacles flew like a whip, colliding with Miss Serena's body. She sported quite a build for a woman, but that nonetheless sent her flying like a leaf. Miss Serena! You should go! Yes, you have to leave her. I shook my head and, leaning her into my shoulder, picked her up. A shot of pain ran across my back. My wounds from earlier hadn't healed quite yet. The pain made me nauseous. Sweat covered my forehead. My entire body shook. Yet I still pushed forward, supporting an unmoving Miss Serena. But where was I supposed to go? I wonder if he's planning to play around and kill us slowly. It should have been easy to deliver a lethal blow with a tentacle that could drill through concrete. I remembered how he tortured Tsukuna before killing him. The floor upstairs looked exactly the same as the one below, and was just as full of Bodoks. About what Hide said. Was there something wrong with him? Down there, I mean. Why are you asking me? I couldn't blame her for growing flustered. Hide killed my girlfriend. He said he got hard as he did that, which doesn't quite add up with... That must have been a lie. I mean... Serena didn't say the rest. But then why would he have lied to me about that, at that time? He says, it felt like I was raping her. I even got hard as I was doing it. My mind blanked out, and the next moment I knew I was pinning him underneath me. Did he manipulate me into that? But what for? A sound of something cracking reached us from the ground, and we looked back at the same time. Hey! It doesn't look like he's planning to let us go after all. Going any further up probably wouldn't change anything, and we run out of places to run once we reach the roof. The sounds of crunching concrete continued until we were completely surrounded. What should we do? We can't be as reckless here as inside the dream. So leave the woman and escape. Shut up. You keep mumbling to yourself. Is that a habit of yours? Miss Serena heard me because our bodies were pretty much touching. I don't mind if you leave me. No. I know I won't die peacefully anyway. I've killed too many to hope for that. Hey! What are you gonna do? Are you running? Yes. We'll have you let us go. Heroes don't turn their backs on adversity. I'm not a hero. This is such a letdown. Maybe I'll just kill you both then. I'm not talking to myself. To tell the truth, there's a Bodok inside me. But don't kill me, I'm not a killer like the rest. Rika, can you do the same thing he's doing? I believe so, but... Alright. I pretty much took Miss Serena in my arms and dashed towards the window. Wait, what are you thinking? I'm trusting you on this, Rika. Stop, Shinji. My left hand seemed to try and resist, but I ignored it, refusing to slow down. The building didn't have an outside wall on the side. Hey, you guys are on the third floor. Oh, wow. Look at that. I forgot which one. There we go. I jumped. There was nothing below my feet. I couldn't even see the ground in the darkness. The almost nauseating discomfort of my insides going weightless washed over me. I didn't trust Rika, but I knew that one thing he was afraid of more than anything was his own death. The fall felt like it continued for an eternity. But in reality, it only took a few moments before an invisible force caught me. We swung back towards the building like a pendulum. My feet slid across the concrete. This was the second floor. Rika, why couldn't you wait until the first floor? Don't be crazy. Your body would not have been able to take it. We just returned to the second floor. No, this might be our opportunity. Hidenori's looking for you on the ground outside. I looked around and realized there were no tentacles within visible distance. He thinks we're dead, and unlike me, he didn't seem to want for you to die, at least for now. Miss Serena used her sword as a crutch and pulled away from me. What are you doing? It was the right decision to cooperate with you after all. She walked away, dragging her feet. Miss Serena! There was a rectangular hole in the ground, most likely designed to fit an elevator. Wait! Ah! A Bodok jumped into Miss Serena's body! Tell my little sister that I wish her the best. Miss Serena! I couldn't cry out to her. It would have ruined everything if Ide heard us. He's using all of his tentacles outside. Your head is completely open, Hidenori. I looked down from the hole to see Miss Serena lying on the ground beside Hide. Her sword was sticking out of his head. It looked like she ran it through completely. His body began convulsing. It looked like he was trying to expel some sort of liquid, but no blood came out. This is no good. He might have really become immortal at this point. Is that even possible? I mean, anything that's alive should. The real question is whether he's still alive or not. What the fuck is that? His convulsion suddenly stopped. I couldn't believe that used to be a human. He turned into something like a seamless membrane. The sight made me nauseous. It'd be better to tell that woman to run. The membrane extended to Miss Serena's feet. Miss Serena! She looked up in response to my voice, but didn't move. She can't move. Wait, Shinji! Stop trying to stop me! That's not what I'm trying to do. That woman is calling you. I looked down to see Miss Serena indeed raising her arm towards me. And when she noticed I peeked my head out again, she threw her kodachi a few meters away from her. What was that about? I don't understand either. I had trouble imagining she'd do something meaningless in this situation. But was she trying to... Shinji, it looks like that monster is still alive after all. The membrane began foaming all over. Wow, look at it. Miss Serena, run! It's too late. Ah! The membrane swallowed her. The woman knew this was her fate. A Bodok possessed her right in front of her eyes. Hey! If you want to kill me, at least make it quick. Okay, but first I wanted to apologize for disappearing on you. It's a bit too late for that. I'm sorry. To be honest, I loved you too. I don't want to hear it. Ours was a beautiful mutual love, which was why I realized I couldn't let it go on. What? You're beautiful, Serena. That scar didn't change anything. Miss Serena's body was slowly crushed by the membrane until it burst, streaming blood through every pore and orifice. A powerless cry escaped my throat. You don't have time to cry. Think about the meaning of Serena's last act. Okay, there is no sound there. Where did she throw that blade? Where? I remembered the layout of the first floor again. The bike! We found it there when we were chasing Tonosawa. It probably belonged to our last victim. I noticed it was still standing in the same spot. The bike? Ah, I see. How good is your nose? There's an odd smell coming from downstairs. That's gasoline. I see. But I don't have a lighter. It's very easily flammable. You can set it on fire with any sort of firework. Firework. I lay down on the ground and stuck my hand out of the hole. Gasoline was leaking through the pierced bike's tank, making a black puddle on the floor. The Joker's body suddenly spread like an umbrella and deflected the bullet. It seems like he's noticed what we're up to. Can't do it, guys. Ugh. Sorry. What should I do? You still have two bullets left, correct? Yes. Aim at the head. It seemed to have stopped him, at least temporarily. Got it. If it doesn't work, then don't move until I return. What? You're going somewhere? I felt like a part of my body had suddenly started to stretch out. A tentacle's probably extended from me like Hide was doing. I had no idea what he was up to, but now wasn't the time to be thinking about that. Can I really hit his head from this distance? Hey. I hit where I aimed, but... Wow, that's amazing.
Whoa.
Like, I can't do it. Wow, it's amazing. You're like a real gunman there. But is that all? Rika told me to wait. I didn't really trust him, but I doubted he would run away without me, or could for that matter. Okay, I think it'll take me a bit of time to regenerate since you destroyed my head. Ahaha. Hide, what did your parents do to you? I don't remember. I'm too stupid to remember stuff for long. That's not true. You really want to hear? I probably should. I mean, we're friends, aren't we? I'm not gay or anything, but I always thought of you as something beyond that. That's quite a thing to say to someone whose girlfriend you murdered. Aha, but that's exactly why. What? My mother couldn't stand when I laughed or cried. So when a wave of either came, I'd do my best to... prolong it for as long as possible, like chewing gum that had lost its taste. I couldn't quite understand what he was on about. Do you have any idea what he's trying to say? Monica? She wasn't coming out. I instinctively checked my pockets. It's not there! The memento I've been carrying around me everywhere I went wasn't in its usual place. Did I drop it? The notion almost made me faint despite my immediate predicament. There was no way I could have just randomly forgotten it today. No, she actually came out once when we reached this building, so... What happened after that? When? Thanks for waiting. What are you spacing out for? No. There was an old lighter lying by the wall. Rika handed me an old, cheap-looking lighter. You think this even works? It looks like it's empty. It won't light up, but it can still make sparks. I nodded, but then quickly rethought it. Wait, that won't work. I don't want to set myself on fire. I know. That's why I borrowed this from your pocket. It showed me the thing I was looking for. Oh. What? Are you out of your mind? The ribbon I treasured as much as my life now stank like gasoline. Couldn't find anything else flammable. Flammable, you... It's all right, Shinji. Madoka. It's actually me who should put an end to that man. I mean, I'm the one who he killed. No, I'm sorry. It's like, I'm the one whom he killed. It should be, I'm the one that he killed. It's really, really weird there. I'm the one he killed. That would make more sense. They don't even need the whom or any of that. Besides, I don't want you to become a criminal after all. Madoka. You're my boyfriend, and Sakura no Mori Dreamers aren't murdering vigilantes either, are they?
私がやるよ。
So let me do it.
私が真珠を解放する。
I'll release you from everything. Hey, are you coming? It had become an obsession. I swore to find Madoka's killer and punish him with my own hands. I had been a prisoner to these thoughts for years. It slowly held me in its muddy waters until I was up to my neck, and it turns out that it would again be Madoka who would save me from it. I'd be safe, but... You should set it on fire. That way there will be the least room for regret. It's okay. It's not like I'm the one who's gonna burn. If anything, it'll release me too. It wasn't this old and ragged ribbon that I was so fond of. It was you. Yeah. Hide was almost back in human shape now. Wow. Look at him. Wow. It's like Hellraiser. Miss Serena's body was gone without a trace. Can we put this to an end soon? Though I don't really know how we should do it. Do you have any ideas? In fact, I do. Oh, then tell me. Alright. It should go like this. There's my main character. I see. A smile slowly spread across Hide's face. Perhaps this was something he himself wished for. My incomprehensible former friend. It seemed like everything would end without me learning what was inside his head after all. He finally raised his head again. I see, so you're going to fulfill your promise after all. No, it's not me who won you. Shinji. Hide's shoulders trembled. I won't die if you shoot me there. Why don't you aim for my head? It was the first time I saw him angry. I thought I might miss if I did that with only one hand. I set the ribbon on fire with my left hand. He probably would have noticed it if he wasn't so busy laughing. I only needed to distract you, Hide. Distract me. He watched with a puzzled look in his eyes as the fire engulfed him. It was stronger than I thought. Gasoline was more flammable the warmer the air that surrounded it was, and it was the middle of summer when even the nights were choking hot. Even with how far away I was, I had to take a step back from the heat. You almost died in a fire when you were dating Miss Serena, didn't you? I'm glad for you, Hide. You can finally leave this world. There was nothing else to burn in the concrete building, so the flame petered out as soon as the gasoline ran out. Only black ash remained in its place. I didn't think those flames were hot enough to incinerate bones, but I couldn't see them anymore. I doubt he could have survived that. A gust of wind blew across the empty building, catching and spreading the ashes across the floor. Are you still here, Madoka? Yeah. Thank God. I let out a sigh in relief. As I said, I wasn't really bound to some super important item, but to anything that was close to you. Ah, that black melted thing looks like Miss Serena's glasses. Yeah. I picked them up. They probably landed here from the impact of her fall. It's gonna be a memento of hers. She was thinking about her sister up until her death. I had to make sure to convey her words. Epilogue. Ah, Shinji. Huh? Everyone. Shinji, I'm so glad to see you were okay. I looked around at the faces of my comrades. It was like I'd suddenly come back from some bizarro alternate universe. Are you okay? Are you hurt? No, it's nothing. What are you all doing here? You didn't come for the meeting, and Hatsune said you weren't in your room either. We had Kuriha's grandfather prepare the car, and we were looking for you all over town. I looked behind them and saw a car with Kirito's grandfather in the driver's seat. He waved as our eyes met. And then we saw a group of Bodoks on our radar, and I'm sorry for making you all worry. And more importantly, what happened over there? Yeah. It smells like there was a fire. The Joker contacted me. Then? Everyone turned towards the building with startled expressions. This wasn't one of the dream battles, so I kept it away from you. I have to apologize to you, though, Kirito. I contacted your sister instead. You did? Here. I stuck out the shapeless black ball of plastic that used to be Miss Serena's glasses. That's her memento. Her eyes opened wide as she stared at the thing in my palms. Are you saying that Arisaka was trying to kill Serena, or at least make her die? But it still seemed like her death had shocked her. I stuck my hand a bit further, and Kirito finally took the black lump. Her hands shook. She held it against her chest with both of her hands as though embracing it. Sis, I didn't know what to say. What happened to the Joker? He's dead. Madoka took care of him. What? I'll explain it later. Kirito wiped off her tears and raised her face. The Joker was our main enemy. I'm glad to hear he's finally been taken care of. I'm sorry, I should have gone alone. Fukugami, that's precisely what I'm angry at you about. I lowered my head and the corners of my lips curled up. The Joker was my sister's ex. She was as involved as you. I think we should go. Shinji looks exhausted. We walked over to the car. I looked over my shoulder at the building once more. The Joker, Hide, had finally died, but I still had no idea why he did all that. Not like knowing would have changed anything, but a part of me still felt like it wanted to. That thought was perhaps similar to a family wanting the body of their loved one. It might not have changed the result, but it helped to put things behind. Not like I'd ever forgiven him, regardless of the reasons. But the knowledge would have at least helped me dispel this vague discomfort in my heart. Let's go, Shinji. The Joker, he's already dead. I nodded and turned back towards the car. Chapter 10, Fukugami Shinji. So there's another chapter. Okay, this probably is the last chapter. I mean, the Joker's been defeated. I don't know what happens next, but yeah. This was the big fight with the Joker, and, it turned into the thing, and they defeated it with gasoline, and that was pretty interesting. Like, that was cool. I liked that whole idea. Sorry I couldn't do, like, the metal or the evil voice, because, I don't know, my throat's still kind of raw a bit. But anyway, guys, this is the Grimlord, and I am out of here, and I'll see you next time when we do the next part of Securing the Mori Dreamers.